How much land did you lose in the fires the other night?
We lost pretty much all the farm, about 3,000 acres all up, yeah.
What happened with your livestock?
Yeah, we managed to save some that we got in the yards, but we lost about 1,800 all up, yeah. Still, I think we got close to 3,000 still here, or on adjustment.
Not the first fire in this area by any stretch. We had the Mount Lubra fires, and there's been other fires at the other end of the Grampians last year. Just explain what happened with this one, and I don't know if you can put it in context with some of those other previous fires.
This is beginning to be a ritual sort of thing with the Grampians fires. The other fires definitely didn't affect us anywhere near so significantly as this one. Yeah, it's hard to say, really. It's pretty much...
When did you know that the fires were coming to your place?
We didn't know. I got a phone call from Luke Dunn, our next door neighbour, at about 1 a.m. in the morning, and said it's on its way. And that was the first real notification we've had. No notification from CFA or from your emergency phone messages or anything, as we lack service here. So, 1 a.m.
Pretty much all of the properties burned out. As we're driving in, I noticed a lot of the paddocks don't have a lot of feed in them, yet it's burnt through and it's got up into the trees as well. Just how intense was it?
There's different intensities through the place. It's from the east side of it, very intense. You could see it going through. Pretty much both sides of the house, it was very intense. Coming up to the house, it's probably not too bad.
You managed to save the house and all the sheds around in the yards behind, so that's got you through anyway.
Yeah, that's definitely a benefit to have all the infrastructure around the house and sheds and so forth.
Who was here with you?
My brother from Horsham managed to get through late at night.
No help from CFA and Deppy?
We didn't see a CFA truck here until 2 o'clock the Friday afternoon, and that was just our local truck coming in to check on us. No phone calls or nothing to see whether I was alive.
Big fire, and those guys with CFA and Deppy, they were all pretty well flat out. But I wonder how people are feeling about that all now in this aftermath, how things worked or didn't work.
As far as CFA is concerned, the people on the ground are excellent that get on the trucks. The CFA as a management and the top end are pretty much a disgrace, really. The whole system needs to be overhauled on both grounds, really. I think both governments in political situations need to really have a look at it. They're both the same.
You say disgrace. Why so? How so?
Their lack of probably management of it, to get trucks in there early and hold trucks in there. You've got a large fire going to our east. I don't think they had that many resources in there, even early on, to attack the fire right from the initial strike. These days they don't seem to want to do that, or don't have the funding to do that in the Deppy. And get them out when they're small before they get big. I think maybe even lack of funding to those department, really. Not, I think CFA's very well funded, but yes.
These sort of sentiments come around after every major fire, it seems, regardless of where you are across the state. Your sentiment, is it something you and your neighbours are talking about? Is it up there again?
I think it's always been up there within the volunteers around and locals. It's there's definitely problems in the top end of the fire service, really, across the board.
You've got your hay here, the donated hay. You said to me earlier you managed to save some of your hay, but you've got some to get you going. What's the next 12 months now like for you?
Yes, we've just got to sit down and really work out where we go. We've been very lucky that people have donated substantial amounts of hay and adjustment to put our sheep on for short term. Our biggest problem is going to be when we actually got to bring sheep back. They're on adjustment at the moment, mainly on stubbles. They'll probably have to come back here the middle of March. We still won't have feed, but we'll have to do some sort of lot feeding to keep them all here. We'll find some more adjustment somewhere, but I think they'll have to come back here, so we'll just need more feed. I'm not sure where that will come from yet. But
you got a busy 12 months?
Definitely have. It's, we're not quite sure where we're going from here, but it's more of a sit-down and plan, just how we rebuild and where we go from here.